Parshat Vayechi is unique in that it's a Parsha Stuma. There's no break between Vayigash and Vayechi. It's closed. Rashi quotes two pshatim as to the significance of this. The second pshat Rashi quotes has to do with Yaakov's attempt to impart to his children the end of the days, right, when the Geula would be coming, and somehow he lost that ability, he got blocked up. And the Parsha being Stuma commemorates that. The first pshat that Rashi gives is that the Jewish people became Stumim through the Shibud in Mitzrayim. And the Parsha is Stuma to reflect the Jewish people being impacted this way. And what's interesting is that out of all the different ways to depict the impact of enslavement on the Jewish people, we're choosing here Stuma. And the Lashon that Chazal used that Rashi quotes is that Kevan Shenifter Yaakov Avinu Nistimu Einehem Velibam Shel Yisrael Mitzarat Shibud Shetchilu L'Shabdam. The eyes and hearts of the Jewish people became blocked up from the tzara of the Shibud. Not from the Shibud, but from the pain and suffering of the Shibud. Or in other words, we're speaking here not about the slavery itself, but how the slavery impacted the eyes and hearts of the Jewish people. Slavery, of course, is a terrible thing to suffer under, but it also causes people to shrink in their ability to care, to sympathize with other people. And the truth is, it makes a lot of sense that the Shibud would be this, because this is what led to the Shibud in the first place. When the brothers reflect in Parshat Miketz as to why they're being treated so harshly by the ruler, they say that it's the guilt over their insensitivity to Yosef. And they speak not about having sold him as a slave, but having been insensitive to his cries. Aval Hashemim anachnu alachinu, asher ra'inu et tzarat nafsho, b'yitchananu eleinu velo shamanu. Al kein ba eleinu atzara azot. We heard his tzara, tzarat ha-shiyabut, that same word. We saw, asher ra'inu et tzarat nafsho. We saw his tzara, but we were closed up. That's why we're being punished. And the shiyabut comes from people acting that way towards each other. And I think it makes a lot of sense in light of looking forward to Sefer Shemot to see what frees the Jewish people from this shibud. We say by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayehi bayamim ahem, Vayigdal Moshe vayetze al achav. In those days he grew up and went out to his brothers. It's the first thing we hear about Moshe Rabbeinu beyond him being an object as a child. Vayar besivlotam, Vayar ish mitzri makeh ish ivri. Before it tells us what he saw, it says in general that he saw. And Rashi explains that what it means is, in the name of Chazal, Natan Einov Velibo Liot Meitzar Aleim. He gave his eyes and heart to feel their pain. The Shibud begins when people can't see and feel the pain of others. They can't empathize. And it entails losing that ability to empathize in a broad way. The freedom is going to be led by someone who can. And powerfully, Rashi uses the same Lashon in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it says, after Moshe saw and cared, it says, Vayar Elokim et Bnei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim. He saw and he knew. What did God know? Rashi says, Natan Aleihem Lev V'lo He'alim Einov. Hashem now puts his heart and doesn't hide his eyes. And the lesson is, when we're insensitive to each other, that begins a shibud. When we begin to transcend our own problems and care for each other, that's when God cares for us the same way. V'alachta b'darcheinu. God relates to us the way we're relating to each other. And of course, we remember this from the burning bush, where God appears in a thorn bush. Mishum imo anochi b'tzara. God is with us in our tzara. How we relate to this tzara is the thing that threads from the brothers, Asher Ra'inu Sarat Nafsho. We saw the suffering of our brother and didn't care. The Shibud, where the Tzara leads us to focus only on ourselves. And Parshat Shemot, where Moshe and then Hashem are expanding beyond the suffering to be able to care for each other. And so obviously when we think about this, we realize how careful we need to be to not become Nistam. And to put the two Pshatim of Rashi together, maybe we can see the Geula when we're able to see each other. When we lose that ability, we lose the ability to see the vision of our people as well. If we live at a time where the Geula is here and coming, and the process is something we can see with our own eyes, we need to answer that vision by being able to see each other. Shabbat Shalom.